Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Just a quick disclaimer. We are not medical doctors, therapists, or dietitians, so please check with an allied health professional before making any changes.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Super Gym Friends. I'm Joel.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Zach.
And this week in Fit, goals! Maybe not to speak with one's mouth full.
You threw me on the spot, dude. That's on you. If anyone's at fault here, it's Joel Elzamit.
Yeah. I wasn't even looking at
Joel Elzamit. That is. Your middle name is...
Yeah, I know. Don't dox me.
I'm sorry.
I don't, but yes,
I'll bleep it.
Thank you. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Imagine if I do.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'll be impressed.
I'm sure that'll be so easy.
It's so easy.
Just get a bleep sound effect. Hey, future Adam, you're doing it. I'm committing you. Because, like, you're going to edit this part out.
Mm. Okay. So, goals. What's the best way to have goals? Because I don't think I've ever had really any goals in life, to be honest.
Well, I think it's
fly by the seat of my pants in most times. Any at all. This has always been like, I guess this is happening.
I think what it comes down to is, like, before we even talk about, like, what are good goals to have, it's just important to know that, like, having, like, goals themselves are, like, really important part. Like, particularly for fitness, it kind of dictates how we're going to structure our training. We're doing things with purpose rather than just, like, going in and running amok, as fun as that may be. But having these goals means that, like, we kind of, know how we're going to be doing things. And then it also, the very big part is it can be motivating. It gets you into the door because you're like, I have this bigger picture. I'm not just here to move this heavy thing or push this machine. I'm here to do that, but it's also to achieve this.
Okay.
On top of that, the very important part about goals is, like, when you measure something in life, when you measure it, you will be that much more likely to achieve it.
Okay.
If you never worry about measuring something, you know, that's probably not very likely that anything is going to come
maybe.
Of it.
So look, you're telling me.
Could I hit you this in a microcosm, very seriously? And I know this is going to be genuinely shocking, but very seriously, could you then liken this to if you're doing like a certain number of reps of something like that and you're like, well, I'll go till 15. But if you're not counting, you might only go to 12 because that's when it gets really tiring. But if you're like, I'm going to 15, you'll go past that point where it's really tiring to push yourself a little bit.
100%. That's like the whole, that's where a lot of RPE, why I think in a lot of like.
RPE?
So RPE is a term for, do you know what
it is,
Adam?
Sorry. I have a question, but finish what you're saying.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So RPE is one of the most like useful things I've ever had in programming. It stands for rate of perceived exertion. And it's essentially like. You set yourself a score from 1 to 10. This is what I've done with you guys.
I remember this.
10 is I could not do a single extra rep. I could not move anything else. 9, I could do one more rep. 8, 2 more. 7, 3 more. 6, 4. But then like 5 and below, it's kind of nebulously easy.
Okay.
At a point, it becomes difficult to like really judge it. But when you measure RPE, like with what you're saying, it means that you're like, really aware, you're like becoming so much more aware of how much effort you're actually exerting. And if you do like, say, 8 in one set for like 12 reps, and then you're, okay, cool. Well, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to push it to that very limit. So I'm going to do 14 on the next one and try and hit that 10. So it's like, it's very similar. Yeah. When we measure these things, it's makes it that much easier.
Okay.
So this is a slightly off topic question. On the plan thing, on the little app where you give us the plan for the week and whatnot.
On the torture plan.
Yes, on the torture plan. The box where it's like the different exercise, and it'll have like the number of reps and number of sets and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then it has this little acronym at the end that's like LRPS something.
It will be LSRPA.
What does that mean?
So, if you read my PDF that I sent you.
I skimmed it. No, actually what happened, very honest, what happened was I did delete it before realizing what I was deleting. And
oh my God, you're like, none of this spam.
Well, I don't get a lot of spam, but I do, I just deleted it by accident and then I never asked for a new one.
You should have. It had a breakdown of all of those things.
Remember you saying that it would.
Hey, if Alice, it helps, that email that you sent with the PDF, I still have it on my computer. It's just unread.
Okay.
Forward it to me,
please. I reckon, yeah.
Well, one of the most important parts of that, for me, what I find really important with my programming is to write what Adam was saying, LSRPA, which is last set rate of perceived exertion. So I don't care what you're doing in your first two. Obviously, I want you to like be close to the LSRPA. Okay. But on the last set, I want you to be reaching this intensity with that weight. So
okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I have not been, also something that I found out this week is that Zamet's been making lots of careful, detailed notes, and I have not.
Yeah, because in the PDF, I also wrote how to write your notes.
Well,
hey, again, to his credit, I didn't read that PDF. I just wrote notes.
I love this. Like, everybody's like, what is this PDF? Like, this is the secret PDF to how to get fit.
Is it just like a welcome introduction to, what is the PDF?
Well, it's got the acronyms.
Essentially, it's just breaking down how to like understand how I write my programs and then how to respond to them in a way that is going to be the most constructive for yourself and me.
Gotcha.
It's pretty like...
Okay, because you've got us on a 3-day program, yeah?
Yeah.
So currently it's basically just push, pull, and then legs.
Yeah. So traditionally for a 3-day program, I would do like full body 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. But because 2 of your days are at home, just for the sake of variety... Because there's like, we have limited equipment. Mm-hmm. For the sake of variety, I made like push pull legs. So you're not just doing the same day repeated for.
See, I don't know 100%. I understand if there's like some other reason where you're like, oh, you know, you need to work slightly different muscles every time in push and slightly different muscles every time in pull. But if it's the sort of thing where you're like, oh, I don't want to bore you with the same exercises, I actually would rather do the same exercise multiple times and then you can show me how to do that one right. Yeah, I would be much more comfortable with that if I'm being honest.
That's fair.
Like these are all like, this is what being a trainer is like a collaborative effort. It's, we need to be like, I'm more than happy if like, cause I know you guys are on the same program.
Yeah.
We can definitely like do a next week, even do a session, which I can then change to be your full body at home. And then we just run through that together.
Yeah, that'd be nice because I don't know, like with what we're doing, it's kind of nice. You're like, hey, here's the things to do. Do it by yourself. Enjoy. And I think I do it fine, but I know that I'm like, form is all over the place.
Yeah,
am I doing it correct? All those kind of things that you're like, I guess I'm doing it okay.
Something I touched on when we were doing our session earlier today that I always thought was funny is that Zaman and I think we've had a couple of different personal trainers together for a couple of different times where we've had like a big fitness push. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them at some point will ask me, oh, where are you feeling this, Adam, when I'm doing a workout? And I'm every single time I'm like, I'm feeling it here. And they're like, you shouldn't be feeling it there.
They just, that's look.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, you're not even working. Adam, you're lifting a barbell. Why are you feeling this in your legs? Like,
Yeah. And why is your brain sore? We're lifting weights.
How does someone get a sore tooth?
I don't know. I should get it checked out. Yeah, it's some.
So yeah, my form I'm sure is garbage.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and when it comes to that, this is something that I really try and push with a lot of my very beginner clients. Is it's like your body and your mind, because they're all connected, is going to feel whatever it is wanting to feel. It's not like you're feeling this and it's wrong. Mm-hmm. You're feeling this for a reason, and that feeling is right. But as a trainer, what we want to be doing is tweaking the way that you move or tweaking the way that you think about the exercise so that you then start to feel it in the way that is equally right, but the way that I want it.
So are you saying that it's bad or the technique is incorrect and you're trying to train my brain to get right technique?
Exactly.
Or, oh, okay, because I got a little confused. When I said that in the gym earlier and you gave this response, I kind of got confused because at first I thought what you were kind of describing was that my brain was focusing on the wrong things.
No, it's more for like me. Sometimes I'll have like very beginner people will come in and they'll do a session with me and I feel so strongly that like I want exercise to be fun. And then sometimes you'll say, where are you feeling it? And they're like, oh, I'm feeling it here. And you're like, okay, cool. Well, we want you to feel it there. And they'll like freeze up. They'll be like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, this is like, they'll feel bad as though it's like their fault. Like it's like, it's my fault that I'm not feeling it in this spot. It's like, no, 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 no. Your body is going to feel it how it wants to feel it. It's not your fault, but we're still just going to like work around that and tweak it so that we feel it how I want you to feel it.
Cool.
What's going to be best for our, like, for our goals?
Goals. I was like, mind, body, soul. Where's he going with? Goals, goals, goals. Okay, yeah, so goals, goals.
So this is one for all of my, for all of you listeners who are in high school or maybe even university, particularly high school kids are just going to hate that I'm saying this. Smart goals.
Smart goals.
I'm going to say that again for you guys.
So is that
smart goals?
That's an acronym, isn't it?
Oh yes.
Okay, I figured this was going to
smart
be
smart goals is. Yeah. Oh god. Oh, god.
Schools love their fucking acronyms.
Smart, simple, moving.
Smart goals is like it's what everybody like. What everybody in all the teachers in high school like. You just set smart goals. It's painful.
As someone who's been out of high school, I think a little bit. Further than you. Smart goals, what were they? I don't know.
Smart goals, of course, are simple to follow. Mathematically makes sense.
Adam.
Good. Really? Terrific.
We've done it.
Okay.
These are our smart goals.
That's smart goals for you, baby.
Okay. So one more time, sorry. It was so simple.
They're simple to follow. They're mathematically correct. They are... Really?
Terrific. All right, thank you. Okay, cool. Jesus. So I got that. Yeah. Okay, got to repeat that a few times in my head.
Do you need me to repeat it the third time?
Because that's the thing. It's like three times, that's how it sticks in your head.
So smart goals are simple. They're mathematically correct. They are really terrific.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Hope we all get that. So what is smart being...
So I'll just run you through.
Okay.
So SMART is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time. So essentially it's a...
Wait, and what?
And time. So like...
Made more sense. What? And
let
time?
Let me break them
and
down.
Time. And time.
And time. Not the herb. So they're essentially like a way to create goals which are going to... be the most effective for yourself. So like at the end of the day, if you have a goal, it's better than nothing. So I don't want anybody to be like, oh, well, I just wanted to like feel better over the new year, but it's not a smart goal. So like, no, like they're all great goals.
So a goal is better than no goal, but 100%. A smart goal is better than just a basic goal.
Yeah, it just means that it makes things easier to plan for, and when we can plan for something better, we can achieve it that little bit easier.
Yeah.
So breaking that down, specific being what it is, we want to make sure that we have like, we're not just going about and saying, oh, I want to get big. It's like, okay, cool. What are the areas that we want to focus on? Okay, well, I want to increase the size of my shoulders. Then we move on to measurable and we go, cool, how do we want to measure this? We can do it through a very simple one in the gym is like scales. So if we want to get big, we want to gain some weight on the scale. Mm-hmm. But say we're very, because we're specific, we're going in our shoulders. Cool. Now I'm going to get a tape measure out and I'm going to measure what my shoulders are now and then say that I want to add 2 centimeters to my shoulders. And then we go to achievable. Is that an achievable goal to have? 2 centimeters out of shoulders? Definitely is. Is it realistic? It's that same sort of thing. So like, is this goal realistic? Comes kind of a little bit later when we go into our time. So for time is like how, on what scale, like how long do we want to take to achieve this?
Weeks, months, years.
Exactly.
All right.
So, and it's always best to like, I find it's better to go for, have a long-term goal and then break it down into your short-term goals. Like how are we going to achieve this big one? Mm-hmm. By achieving all these
what was the
ones.
S again, sorry?
Specific.
Specific. All right. So it's specific.
Yep.
You pick a specific goal, a target.
Yep.
Then you find a way to measure
exactly
your distance.
Because we achieve the things we measure.
Yeah. Then you find out if it's
achievable.
Achievable and realistic,
mm-hmm.
which feel like they're kind of very closely married. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the time frame.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So these are like the methods with which we can create really like usable goals.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I follow. Yeah. I mean, you can tell that the A and the R are obviously like they just wanted to make the word smart. Yeah.
Oh, but, 100%. It's a bit of a shield
situation. It works, you know.
Yeah. S-M-R-T.
I am so smart. Why do you put up with us?
Oh, it's
Jen, great question. Yeah. May I say, Adam?
Episode 2, and it feel for you it must feel like a million years at this point. Mm.
You've got a great 5 million, hasn't it? Jeez.
Vibe. You had a great look. Also, you weren't saying no.
I mean, no. Nice. I mean, it's absolutely lovely, Adam. Yeah. This is amazing.
That's okay. Fucking right. I'm a delight.
So we really haven't set any goals at the moment with you at all. Like we're very much just being like
we did kind of touch on. Like
did.
I remember
we went
having
through them, maybe not through the SMART goal process, but we did loosely go over them.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. I do recall having that sort of a conversation.
I don't.
I want a swimmer's body. I want the body of a swimmer.
Okay, okay. Well, have you thought about swimming?
All right, we're being crawled out of now, I see.
Interesting. I mean,
it just seems kind of like if you want a swimmer's body, go swimming.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Good.
Be nice to me. Hey, let's take Adam's goal. Well, I haven't put it through the SMART process yet, so how could I have worked out that I needed to go to the pool? So
good point.
That's let's
good
do that.
Point. You know what? Cool. I guess this is going to be a two-man show from now on. Adam, get out of here. I don't know how to swim.
Do you not know how to swim?
No, I do know how to swim, but I don't know how to teach people to swim.
Well, I know how to swim. I just got to go swim.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the take me through the SMART process.
Okay.
Ignore Sam and be nice to me. Take us through the process, Zach.
Well, actually, the process is to be taken through with yourself. So I'm kind of just here to get it along. But let's talk about your goals.
Yes.
So I do have the goals that we got up, like when we had our initial console before we dived into the gym. But let's go a little bit. We can readdress them all now.
Okay. Let's dive deeper.
Let's dive deep. Yeah. Let's go through these goals.
So yes, starting with Joel, what is it that you want to be in the gym achieving?
Great question. So you've got notes that I guess I flippantly said when we were discussing this a few weeks back, which is great. So I'm assuming, let me think. So I'm getting, I guess, second married. I don't know what it is, but basically a ceremony at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like, well, that's the goal anyway. Who knows? So
I believe November 2021.
That was the goal of like us having a sort of like a beach ceremony like that. And I would like to look a little like, aesthetically. Mm. I definitely would like to look better than I currently am.
Yeah.
Being more specific with that, I would like to get rid of my titties. I just don't want them as so kind of, you know, there would be nice.
They're a distraction.
I know, I know. Yeah, so I think for most of my adult life I've sort of had, I guess, what I would call like, you know, breasts, and I don't quite like that. I'm very much very self-conscious of my chest. Mm. So I would like that definitely at least more toned. Yep. And then from like a less aesthetic.
I love that word. Toned.
Toned.
Everybody in the fitness industry is just cringing when you said that.
Ah, well, look, I'm not in the fitness industry.
What's wrong with the word toned?
Toning is one of the like biggest, like, what do you even call it? Just like fad word. It's something that everybody says. I want to look more toned.
Synergistic.
I want to look more toned. Okay. Like, what do you mean by tone?
I guess more muscle definition then?
Breaking down tone, like, toned is essentially like it's what you're asking for. When toning is losing some fat, gaining some muscle. Mm-hmm. That's what when you say toned, when you're like, oh, this person looks really toned, it's because they don't have a lot of fat, but they have a bit of muscle underneath.
So what would you say instead of toned?
Yeah.
Losing fat and gaining muscle. And the problem
there's one word to say that, which is toned.
The problem with toned is somebody's like, my goals are to tone. Okay. And you're like, cool, we don't really do both of those at the same time. Okay. Under very specific circumstances, we can. It's called body recomposition, but it's very difficult.
Okay.
And so it's more effective as a goal. It's more specific to say,
I see,
for this period of time, I want to lose fat, then I want to gain muscle, which as a whole would essentially be toning, but like toning itself is...
Toning is a two-step process.
Yeah.
Sort of breaking it down. Okay, cool. Well, then I guess we'd like to, lose fat, arrest pressure in the chest area and gain muscle, especially in the chest area. Yeah. And that's like the aesthetic stuff.
So one thing with that, it's always just like a little bit of facts being thrown out there. So the term or what you're asking about is spot reduction in regards to the fat loss. Mm-hmm. So spot reduction is where we want to target an area which we lose fat, which is... unfortunately, not possible.
Fair enough. Okay, then. We'll scratch that goal, put that in the bin.
No, it doesn't mean that like we can't lose it in that area. It just means that we...
you lose like, it across...
our body, exactly.
Yeah, across
our
the
body
board.
Will store fat in areas, like in different areas at a higher percentage or a lower percentage, but we lose the same percentage throughout our body when we progressively lose body fat. However, we definitely can target muscle gain. That is... 100% something we can do, which building up the chest is like...
one big arm.
Like a crab. Like nature does love making crabs.
You got the... I'm going to look this up. It's bullshit. Jackson talks a big game, and I got so upset when I looked it up. It's so genuinely upsetting. It's only happened 5 times. And the creature...
more than humans have been made.
And the creature has to already be a crustacean. It's less like nature wants you to be a crab and more like if you're a crustacean in this specific environment, nature wants you to be a crab.
Pretty good.
But yes, like a crab or a nerdy teenage boy.
Yes.
One big arm.
One big arm. With a crushing arm and you're feeling arm.
Feeling arm. All right, that's it. I want that. Okay, so those are the sort of my aesthetic goals. And then I guess more for like, I guess, maintenance and / health is just... again, I have a not great back and shoulder, so I would like more stability there when it comes to, I guess, those particular areas. So I'm not sort of like waking up in pain or that sort of pain management goes sort of like quite low. I sort of like that sort of in terms of like my body. And, and then again, other goals would be, I guess, eating better is just something I should do, he says, looking at his bubble tea and taking a sip.
How much sugar?
After we talked about having a very oily bolognese sauce.
Half sugar.
Half sugar. Wow. That's pretty good. That's half. You took some sugar out of that.
Yeah, I did.
This is an improvement.
Okay.
I didn't realize no sugar was an option. Counts.
No, I wasn't sure either.
Yeah. So we have these goals. Let's take the, let's like start with one of them. Just now. It's easier. Like, what will happen is we'll be achieving a lot of them together, but we want to have one as the focus, and that kind of lets us know how we're going to like structure training, how we're going to approach things.
Okay.
So what would you say is the most important one? Lose the fat, build the chest.
I would say build the chest.
Yeah, building the muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you said that. I love that you said that so much. Like genuinely, there's a lot of like my best advice for a lot of like younger people in particular is a lot of guys are like, I want a six pack. I want a six pack. It's like, cool. You also don't have a large muscular foundation underneath. Mm-hmm. And it's always better to like build a foundation of muscle first and then lose the fat. So if we're building up the chest, perfect. Plus building a chest is like, it's great. Yeah, yeah. Have those ape titties.
Yeah. I want ape titties. Yeah. And them gorilla titties. That's what
do you
I
like
want.
The pec bounce?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now I just jiggle. I don't want that.
So, and what are we going to do with this? We have like our broad goal, well, a little bit specific. So we want to build up the size of our chest in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it measurable. So okay. We can't do that quite now, but what, like the method at which we would do that is we can get some chest measurements.
Okay.
And then we work out what an achievable, so building our chest is definitely achievable. We mm-hmm. can do that through our weightlifting, our resistance training. And then judging on like how much we want to build the size of it, then we go like whether it is realistic or not within the time frame.
So whatever is ridiculous, knock that down by half. That's what I want.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll take your chest measurements, we'll work out what you would like to achieve and what is both realistic, and then set a time frame. So I think what would be good is to go, say we have November as our goal to like get, in quotes, toning or to gain some muscle and lose some fat. So we're going to spend the first portion of our training both building up the foundation of like how to lift properly with a focus on building our chest.
Okay.
And then about halfway through the year, around like June, July, that's where we can start to switch our goals into a weight loss period.
Hmm.
And it gives us time where we're not going to be super aggressive, because the more aggressive we are about our weight loss, the more complications come into it. But we're going to do it in a smart way, get you down a little bit, and then we have that nice bigger chest to pop through as well.
Okay. All right. That seems doable. It seems easy. All right. Cool.
And thus is the benefit of the SMART goal.
Achievable.
Exactly.
Adam. I am, probably not going to say no to like muscle gain, but weight loss is definitely what I would much rather. Yeah, I like my arms and legs. I'm quite comfortable with their size already.
Yep.
So I just really want to lose weight. And then actually, even once again, before muscle gain, I got this crazy idea that I'm going to slowly work up to walking the Alpine Trail, which is a hiking track that goes from Victoria all the way nearly to the ACT. It takes about a month and a half. I know it's not something I'm going out and doing tomorrow, and I know it's not something I'm going out and doing this year or next year. Like at the earliest, maybe I'm like 2023, maybe, if I'm really dedicated to working on this goal. But that's probably another goal that I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe muscle gain, I guess. But yeah, not really too stressed about that. And also in no particular area as well. There's no like specific place where I'd rather have more muscle.
Well, first of all, like we don't want to be doing weight loss. We want to be doing fat loss always.
Fat loss. Sorry. Yes. Yeah, is what so I meant. Yeah.
One of the like other things to keep in mind is like when we do weight loss in quotes, we will be losing weight in everything. We'll be losing a little bit of fat and a little bit of muscle as well. But muscle is just the healthiest thing for our body. The more of it we have, the better off we are. It's just like an incredible, incredible indicator for like positive health markers, whether it's like blood pressure. It's going to just decrease all of our chances of having like these very like health related issues.
Sure.
Particularly like heart, lungs, all that messiness. So when we do go through a weight loss phase, we want to make sure that we are structuring it in a way that is going to allow us to maintain as much muscle as possible and losing only fat. Obviously, there will be some muscle which will be lost, but we're just trying to minimize that.
Sure.
Okay.
But fat loss in itself is a specific goal, particularly when we bring it to measurable. So the two good ways to measure fat is through body fat percentage. Or
that's not BMI, that's different.
Yeah, so BMI is BMI is something separate. It's not a particularly
I've heard BMI is inaccurate. Score. Yeah.
BMI is just like essentially your weight against your height.
Mm.
And when you get, like, for the general populace, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you get people who are like more towards like the elite athlete level, you can have somebody like myself who I don't think I'm ever close to having like to being considered like overweight, but I'm 0.5 away from being in the overweight category just because when you start to build a lot of muscle, muscle's quite heavy. It's
dense. I was about to say it's heavier than fat as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So it doesn't, BMI going into like goals again, it's not very specific as a measurement. So what is really good is I really like body fat percentage as a measurement for that. So one thing, there's different ways we can do it. There's
calipers, the pinchies?
Calipers. They're very difficult. Like,
oh, yeah?
I would not do calipers with you guys because like there are courses which you should do to get a really good measurement. Otherwise you can go like way off.
Okay. Very easily.
So a caliper is essentially like, imagine like a big clothing peg.
Okay.
That then has like a score on the sides. And then you essentially like choose certain spots on your body where you pin that clothing peg and it tells you how much, like based on the distance between the two, like
pinchies.
Pinchies? Yeah, sure. Okay. Based on the distance between those two, what your body fat percentage is. And you do it on a bunch of different areas. You do the averages and then...
Okay.
It's basically trying to pinch the fat on your body.
I think I've seen this in like an episode of The Simpsons.
I'm sure you might have, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like it's very difficult to do. You need a good set of calipers for it to be done right. Mm. And even then it can be stuffed up pretty easily. So like a better way to do it is they can get a little bit more expensive, but the like gold standard is DEXA. So it's like a body scan where you just get a machine which like measures both your muscle mass, bone density, and water weight and fat.
Okay.
I think I've had one of those done and it was very depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went done and it was very exciting for me.
Oh, well.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Good for you. No, well done. Well done. No, you're working hard. Yeah. You're doing well.
You're working hard. Damn, it shows, dude.
You're doing good. You're doing good, kid.
Shucks, guys.
So, like, no, well done. Just rubbing into these two fuckers over here. It's good. It's nice. It feels good.
No, but I think what's very important when we get any of these measures, like we're not going on a bodybuilding stage or a powerlifting show or anything like that. It does not matter what anybody else's score is.
Mm.
What it matters is your score now compared to what your score is going to be in the future.
All right.
That's what's important.
Okay.
So DEXA can get kind of expensive. There's also BOD Pod, which I don't know too much about, but like it's fine.
Did you go to a specific place to do these or could you do them at the definitely. Gym?
Some gyms have one that I currently refer like some clients to, which is an in-body scan. Which would actually be really good for all of us to go to.
Sure.
Is this the one where you hold like two things?
Yeah, we've done this before.
Yeah, let me say
it. I'm like, imagining this DEXA one is like a pod you get into.
And essentially, it kind of is. It's just like a more complicated version. It's a little bit more invasive as well. Okay. So you have to like strip off for it. And it's like, it's just varying degrees of accuracy.
Okay.
But in body for our purposes, it's going to be more than accurate enough.
Okay. Because I remember there was like three categories and it was like, what you really want is like a D or something. And currently I'm a D
or something.
Or I'm the opposite way. I'm a C. And it was just like, okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's one of those things where it's like, cool, this is where we are. Think of how cool it's going to be when we rescan.
All right.
And then we see that those measures have changed for the positive. That's why we're not worrying about what anybody else's score is.
Mm.
We're worrying about how we're comparing to ourselves.
Okay. Because
this is our own goals. It's not other people's goals. All right. But for you in particular, this is like the way that is the most effective to get like accurate measurements for your goal of weight loss. So we can go, cool, this is my body fat percentage. This is my muscle mass as well. I want you to try and maintain as much muscle as possible, but lose more of that body fat.
Mm.
And so this, where like a scale just tells you a number as a total, is going to tell us the specifics, which is like specific is always better.
Sure.
Okay.
And then we go, so that's our measurability. Is it achievable? Well, we need also going back into specific as well. How much would we like to lose? Which can be, it's something that we can also address after we do the scan and then we work out what
percentage. Yeah, I guess I don't know what
percentage. I think a great percentage for like most men is between like 12 and 15 is like a really nice healthy weight. If you want to look really aesthetically pleasing, going towards that like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Or anywhere between like 10 and 12. Beyond that is like quite lean and can be difficult.
I would consider 10 to 12 to be bonus points.
Yeah, exactly. So based on like what our first scores are, we can work out an achievable measurement to drop below as well. And then the time span at which we want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think almost for like synchronicity, is that a word?
Yeah.
Sure. I believe it is. I think it might be in the same vein as toned, but look, it still works.
Is that a little bit of shade I spy? It's nice cooling totally. From this summer sun that is not out today.
Synchronicity, yes.
No, I genuinely am unsure, but I feel like it might be. It might be that synergy. It feels like it comes under the umbrella of
but
synergy.
Almost like with potentially for you almost since you're training with Zamet, even doing just suffering through a bit of a hypertrophy phase where we gain some muscle and then going through a like a cut phase where we lose the fat together.
Sure.
May work. If you want to, if you're like really keen, like you want to start doing that now, that's also something we definitely can do. Training stays pretty similar, but it's more the diet side of things that is gonna change. Mm. Diet's the ticker.
Diet's important. I get that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. We should look into that.
Yeah. I'm currently getting one of the meal box things, Marley
Spoon. Like a Marley Spoon or like a HelloFresh type thing.
By the way, go to marleyspoon.com.au/AdamConnavale for 10% off.
Okay.
I wonder if because like it's the same deal for any podcast or anything you're listening to. I wonder if the way it works is you just type something and send it in and Molly Spoon are like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I guess 10%. Sure.
I'm not even gonna check that against the list.
Matter. Yeah, whatever.
You're just gonna get 10% anyway.
Yeah.
We care.
But yeah, so I've been enjoying that and I feel like I've been eating a bit healthier than I used to. I used to get I'm still getting a bit of takeout, but I'm not getting nearly as much as what I used to. Yeah. And I've been trying to, now that I've been coming into work a little bit, I've been trying to take packed lunches and stuff like that, which I think is helpful.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of like in the same boat. Like we used to go out a lot and I know like, during 2020, it was pretty bad. My partner broke her knee and it was like in the middle of a lockdown. And so it was just kind of like no one's there to sort of help out around the house when like these type of things happen when you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like for
this
example,
what I need it most,
you know, like, you know, my parents would have like, you know, traveled down or something like that to sort of help out and assist. And it's just like, it's so easy to be like, well,
Uber Eats will assist me.
You know what's the easiest ball to drop right now? It's making food. So we're Uber Eatsing as much as we can, because that's something that I don't have to think about and I can kind of focus on.
Yeah.
Other tasks that had to happen.
It's crazy that there's got to be, look, I'm not saying this is my solution to to the problem or whatever. I'm just saying, like, it just generally blows my mind that there is not a single place that you can go on Uber Eats that's like, yes, we will make you a food that is actually healthy. This is fine to eat. It blows my mind that no one wants to do that.
It's just like, healthy food, as much as you try, does not taste better than butter and oil.
That's fair. That is fair.
And, like, there are varying degrees to which places are healthy, but, you know, it's not always – people want – like, here's the problem with diet. People want to look fit. Mm-hmm. People want to be healthy. But food is this very complicated thing which is very closely tied to, like our mental state and our mental health and everything. And so it's a very difficult one for people to change. And so unless you really, this is like a very important part of goals, is like unless you really, really want to achieve something, it can be very, like for most people, they go, oh, cool, this thing's healthy, but I like the taste of this better, so I'm just going to like, I'm just going to get something better, you know? And, or if they want to go healthy, then they just cook instead. So,
Yeah.
I guess like portion control is very hard to kind of manage when you are, say, ordering in or Uber eating or something like that. They kind of give us the big portions. But then on the problem when I'm cooking for myself, I'm like, this is a portion,
Yeah, I've done the same thing with the Marley Spoon thing. So, like, the Marley Spoon packages, so I'm ordering for myself, but they'll come as, like, for two people. And so what I, in my mind, every single time, I'm like, well, what I'll do is I'll eat half and save half for, like, a meal later on. But sometimes I don't.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes I'll eat both portions.
Well, yeah, because it's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I understand this concept.
Well, sometimes it's delicious and sometimes it's like a wet meal. And I'm like, this will get soggy if I save it.
A wet meal.
Yeah, a wet meal.
There'll be like a...
Sure. You know,
there'll be like a salad with like a dressing or something like that to it.
Yeah. I feel like, I guess the best thing for you, Adam, I guess when you're making these kind of things, and something I've started doing as well, which actually really helps, is before you eat, put away a portion.
Serve it up already.
So that it's not there to eat.
See, I see. After I've made it, put it in the Tupperware.
Yeah. Before you start eating your meal.
Yeah.
It's a trick I've discovered. A life hack.
I do that, but sometimes if it's a wet meal.
And sometimes like, but I'm peckish. I want more. I get it.
No, not even that. I know. When I'm doing it, I fucking know. I fucking know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I'm garbage.
And this trash can needs his trash.
But anyway, ultimately, the reason I brought up Marley Spoon was ultimately because I was like, well, Marley Spoon was like, it wasn't an incredible habit. But
sponsor
it was
us, Marley Spoon.
Yeah, it was a step up from what I used to be doing. And now I'm kind of like, because I see the meals that you make, Zach, and I'm like, I know that the Marley Spoon is not like, it's a step up, but it's still several steps behind what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's a process, man. Like, I didn't just start eating food like this. And there's definitely what I've realized recently where I've not gone like the other way, but I've become a lot more lenient in the food that I'm eating. Going back to like last episode with all the mental health stuff, it's like now that we improve, we can start to reintegrate like living life and the food that comes with that. But how much, if I eat like chips a few days in a row, how much my healthy meals don't taste as good.
Yeah.
And so when you slowly start to pull back the nice, like the more like cheat foods or like those like really like fun foods, the foods that originally like the meals where it's like lots of veggies with a like a portion of meat or tofu or whatever substitute you would want to have, they start to become a lot more appealing as well. But that doesn't just happen all of a sudden. And all of this doesn't just happen all of a sudden. It's like, we don't want to just be like, cool, we have this goal. It's New Year's. Boom, here's 1,000 things that we're going to be doing different. That does not work. It's slowly building into it and being smart about the approach.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think what's also important in regards to goals is thinking about like what we've just talked about before is the what we want to achieve. It's the what. This is it. What is a really important step is to also take some time for those of you at home just going, cool, this is what I want to achieve. I'm going to now take 5 minutes just to myself. I'm not going to have anything else around me. And I just want to think about why this goal is important to me. Mm-hmm. Whether you have it with like a little pen and paper or just you keep it in your own head. Because when we figure out, when we keep like, we go, why do I want to achieve this? Cool. Whatever that answer is, why that answer? And then we continue to ask these whys. And when we get down to the root of it, it can be very, that's the part that's going to be motivating for us.
Okay.
Going, oh, I'm going to lose 15 kilos. It's not that motivating.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, I'm going to look fantastic in my wedding photos. Is incredibly motivating. Thinking about those, like imagining those photos being left up on the, in the walls in the house. And you're like, you get to look at it and be like, that's me. I'm proud of how I looked in that. That's motivating.
That's true. So.
Okay.
So a little bit of introspection.
Exactly. Because anybody can just say that they want to lose weight.
Yeah.
Everybody says that they want to lose weight, but
everyone says they want to lose weight, but do they really?
I like this. Yeah, I'm actually being a piece of shit.
But definitely knowing why, like thinking about why, it gives us the motivation to actually go out and achieve it.
Okay.
So let's go back around. Joel, why is it important you to have this particularly more like, it seems like a very masculine thing. Like we want to have this big chest. We want to be
I guess what makes me that big chest. It's just that I cannot remember my adult life not having like breasts.
Yeah.
And I guess it comes back to, you know, going back to like, you know, even teen years, kind of having that kind of stuff and, you know, being an overweight teen and going through high school, and you'd probably be more, probably closer to this than I am, but that kind of like, you know, being picked on, that kind of stuff back then. I mean, yeah, I might be two decades away from that, but like it still hangs around.
Oh, of course.
So I think it's kind of like addressing that, but it also as well as, you know, I do want to look nice for a particular, you know, a big event later on.
Yeah.
So I guess why is this that I think I would feel more confident.
Yeah.
Confidence
is huge.
I think that's probably the why of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the time we have. Yeah, it's a very personal reason, I suppose, for me. It's like a...
And they all are.
Obviously, of course they are. I have been very unhappy with my body for quite some time, and it affects like my confidence, and it affects how I think about myself and how I interact with people. And I understand that getting fit isn't like a magic wand that's going to give me confidence and stuff like that.
Well, exactly.
But I would like to, because it's something I know I can change about myself, my self-appearance or whatever. It's something I know I can change about myself and something I know is good for me. So like eating healthy, exercising, that is objectively a healthy thing to do. So obviously, so long as you're doing it in moderation, as so many things are. Yeah, I feel like it would be a step in the right direction, you know?
Yeah.
It's a step on the road to learning to love myself.
I think particularly, yeah, that's it. The loving yourself. That's the tick. That's the hit. And it's such a difficult thing. Everybody's like, oh, just love yourself. It's like, oh, cool.
It's hard though.
I'll wake up tomorrow and love myself. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that.
It's hard when you have this voice in your head being like, you know, you can't love yourself because why would anyone love you because of X, Y, Z?
And we all have that voice.
Yeah. And as you're roughly saying, Adam, like, this is something that I can change and it is measurable. It is something that I can look at and kind of be like, ah, yes, I am on the way to. On the way to learning to love myself better.
And even going into like what you were saying, where you're like, I know this won't help. It definitely will. Mm. There's two ways, like the two ways that we want to be approaching self-love. Obviously I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist or anything, but I have had my like downfalls and my like trying to get over that self-love hill is it's like, we want to be approaching it on two levels. We want to be approaching it on the physical level. So in the real world, whether it's like achieving goals, whether like it could be for some people, it's like, I want to get a job that I'm really proud of.
Mm.
I want to start a business, or I want to be achieving things with my body. I want to be looking a certain way. And then on top of that, we want to pair it with internal work where we're working on like, whether it's cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very well, I have found personally has been a very big help for self-love. But doing things like that, where we do the internal work as well, combine those together, where we're achieving things in the real world, plus achieving things in our own little like mind palace. That's how we get self-love.
Yeah.
It's incredibly difficult to do though.
Yeah,
doesn't mean that it's impossible though. Doesn't mean it's impossible. And it's definitely worthwhile.
It's a very good goal to have.
It is.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Zach.
Happy lifting.
Thanks for listening to Super Gym Friends. Once again, we are not medical doctors, physiotherapists, or dietitians. We are, at best, bumbling fuckwits. So please check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. If you want to get in touch, send us an email at supergymfriends@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspans Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.